Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve is in the morning now, 6:46 here on a Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita School Board to discuss whether some students should return to classrooms.
Two.
Norton County in North Central Kansas hit hard by coronavirus.
One.
Trump and Biden on the campaign trail, 14 days until Election Day. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, traffic conditions out there in the Wichita area. Well, we've got some drizzle, mist, fog. They're saying 3 miles visibility at Eisenhower National Airport. Visibility an issue this morning. Be careful out there. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Cloudy today with a 20% chance for rain or drizzle with a high of 54 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 49. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain and a high of 73 degrees. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Brazilian Senator Chico Rodriguez has resigned his job in President Jair Bolsonaro's government after police searched his home and found cash stashed in his underwear.
Woo.
At first, police found thousands of dollars in a safe in Rodriguez's home. Then the senator asked to use the bathroom. A police report says as he headed for the john, officers saw what looked like a wad of Benjamins in his drawers. A subsequent search of the undies turned up more cash.
Wow.
The senator was being investigated for alleged misuse of COVID-19 relief funds. This was in Brazil. No one in America would ever do anything like that.
Surely not.
No, they would never hide. You know, our people in government are more sophisticated than that. They hide their money in better places. Okay, I'm kidding, of course. The latest political talk about coronavirus relief put fear into investors Monday.
Stocks falling to session lows following comments from President Trump that Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to reach a stimulus agreement before the election. His words setting investors on edge after Pelosi said she would give the Trump administration until tomorrow to come to an agreement, and further sowing doubt that both sides will reach an agreement before that deadline. All this on top of a spike in virus cases worldwide, causing a pullback for stocks, and the major averages ended the session sharply lower, the Dow giving up 400 points, the S&P 56, and the Nasdaq lower by 192 points, fueled by another tech sell-off. Investors hopeful that a big week of corporate earnings could help offset the losses. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
General Motors is expected to reveal that it will build the Cadillac Lyric electric SUV at its factory in Spring Hill, Tennessee, when it makes a major manufacturing announcement tomorrow. Spring Hill is likely to be GM's third electric vehicle factory. The consulting firm LMC Automotive predicts that the Lyric, the company's first electric SUV, will be built in Spring Hill. It says GM is expected to build other electric vehicles at Spring Hill as well. So Spring Hill, Tennessee, is getting a lot of GM work there. Those people have good jobs.
Yeah.
ConocoPhillips is buying shale producer Concho Resources in an all-stock deal valued at $9.7 billion. That gives the companies a major presence in the Permian Basin. the top-producing oil field in the U.S. The combined company, if approved, would be among the largest U.S. oil producers with production of more than 1.5 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. 651 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Changes next year or not? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Hello. If you could tell me how the economy will look next year, lunch is on me. However, I need some specifics. There's a lot of pent-up anxiety over the political, cultural, and economic future of America. And if we look at the study of behavioral finance, we learn that we're more prone to predict a negative future than a positive one. So do we need to worry? Well, no matter who wins the White House and or the Senate on November 3rd, we're burdened with uncertainty about the future of the markets. These are not normal times. We're battling a once-a-century pandemic. The country is awash in civil unrest. Schools are closed for the most part. We face a historic run of near-zero interest rates, and we endured the highest level of unemployment since the Great Depression. What's an investor to do? While the stock market is heavily influenced by Fed policy, it's also initially influenced by the corporate tax code. That's Wall Street. This time around, I suspect that most of the economic uncertainty on Main Street, the things that directly affect most Americans, small business owners, and workers, is COVID. The development and distribution of a safe vaccine against COVID will probably be the stimulus for positive economic change. Back to politics. We love that. Whether we want to believe it or not, I believe the most dominant drive for most politicians is to either get elected or to be reelected. That doesn't happen when American economy is under attack. So my logic says they'll do what they can to make the economy a bit more rosy. So the incoming party for presidency in the White House will probably not risk their positions by enacting dramatic economy-killing legislation, at least not immediately. I think that they would wait until a stable, proven vaccine is created, produced, and administered to about 350 million Americans. Now, that's going to take a while. I have no reason to panic over the near future of our economy. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Thank you, Don. 653 here on with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Yeah. We're going to have some things resolved by November 4th, maybe. It looks like there'll be some late ballot counting, so we may not have I've been seeing things today that we may not know the exact who's the president sure until – 2 or 3 days after the election. As long as we can get this done and get it, I like to get that behind us. But again,
yeah.
Don's saying that it's the pandemic that's got people goosey. And he's right. He's exactly right on that. Today is National Pharmacy Technician Day. This is an opportunity to thank technicians for their invaluable support and contributions throughout the year. However, the day also explores the technician's role and how vital it is to maintain a safe and efficient health system. As we get older, some of us visit the pharmacy a little more often. We do have some drugs that require a prescription. Shelly and I, of course, got our flu shot at Dillon's this year, and it was not a bad experience. I mean, they know what they're doing, and they're very busy this time of year when people are, and I'm sure they've been busy for the past 8 or 9 months with this pandemic as well. So.
My brother's wife's a pharmacist.
You have one in your family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So National Pharmacy Technician Day, and we appreciate the good work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
6:54, Steve and Ted. Coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour, all the news with Steve and Ted. Countdown to Election Day. 14 days left, and we got a story on that and all the news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.